Thanks for listening to this podcast from Cradle My Heart. For more information about this podcast, you can visit our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.
I would say that, there's been so many couples, and especially women, that we have come across in our ministries that have had to make those difficult choices. I guess that what I've gained through listening and becoming close with some of these women and some of these stories is that our God is a merciful God. He is a loving God. He reaches out and wants, he's already forgiven us. Once we've reached out to him and asked for forgiveness, and I learned this, that he's been there for us and he wants to heal. He wants to bring us back into the fold. He wants us to go on and let us know that our children are there in heaven waiting for them, waiting for us when we die and pass on, and if we make it to heaven, and hopefully we will, that we will be reunited with those children in heaven. I feel like there's so many women and men that just won't allow to forgive themselves. They just won't allow that. And I think that if a woman and a man that are regretting their abortion and suffering so many years of pain and guilt and shame that come along with that abortion, I just would advise them to reach out for healing. And like you mentioned, there are so many good healing programs out there. Go to any of the websites. You can actually just Google or do some research on abortion healing, and there's so many things that will pop up. And just, I would say, if there's someone that's out there that's hurting, just reach out for help. Tell someone. There's go to your church, your synagogue, wherever your groups, your social groups are. You're going to find help out there somewhere. The internet is a great, great resource.
Hmm. And Chuck, how would you respond? Because I know that you've shared with me the fact that you have been outside of abortion facilities doing sidewalk counseling. That's tough duty. To me, that's some of the toughest pro-life work that is out there. There are so many people who will pass by that you won't reach. There are so many difficult circumstances that God might be calling you to get yourself involved in. Tell me about the wisdom that you've gained in your journey.
Well, one of the things that I learned, and I shared earlier, that my immediate response had been to harden my heart, and that's my shout out to men is that you allow God to come into your hearts. If you've been involved in an abortion or had your child aborted against your will, which sometimes happens, is to let your heart out of prison, to know that God loves you and He's there to forgive you and help you to find that healing. One of the things that just has blown me away in my involvement with Silent No More and in being able to talk with many, many other women is that the wounds that they have from their relationships with the father of their baby, and many times men in general, is just heartbreaking. And it really moves me how much they come to me and just appreciate a man speaking of regret and sorrow and apology for their participation in the loss of a child. And I've come to believe that many who've had abortions, and obviously there's untold millions, that we suffer from that loss unless we're blocking that out and kind of crushing it with an ability to cope. And I've just come to believe that a love of a mother for her baby is placed into her heart by God, and then that baby can never be ripped away without a permanent wound and a devastating wound to the mother. And that wound is there forever, and the problem is certainly not solved. But as Linda said, that God never gives up on us. He is always there to love us and welcome us and bring us back. And the thanks be to God, there's just so many different resources that are out there that can help us to find that mercy and healing.
Hi, I'm Kim Catola. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.